The Epistle of the Apostle Paul to Titus, chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began, but hath in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me, according to the commandment of God our Savior, to Titus, mine own son after the common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ our Savior. This is one of the longer greetings in the beginning of a letter, and it's filled with doctrine. When I first started studying or teaching this series, I considered whether I ought to give a lot of the background information. And as I go through, I kind of have given some background information. You know, I have a lot of background information I could give you about Titus, who this guy was, his history with Paul, the possibilities of what things he may have had to do even with the writing of the scriptures. Okay, but I don't think that's going to profit you. I don't think that is the sort of thing that I'm teaching the Bible for. I'm not going to strain out the gnats and miss the camel. Understand me. See, the reason we study God's Word is to find the doctrine of the apostles, to find the doctrine that is being taught, so that we might profit. Look it. It is the faith of God's elect. Interesting. An apostle of Jesus Christ uses it according to the will of God. Here he says, according to the faith of God's elect. There's really no difference. The will of God is the faith of God's elect, but not that it comes from us to him, but rather he gives the faith to us according to his will. And the things we believe are after what God has declared and what he has willed and what he has promised should be. The acknowledgement of the truth which is after godliness. The truth of the gospel is after godliness. Godliness is what we are supposed to profit in being Christians, meaning in increasing godliness, we are supposed, you know, that is, we're supposed to be profiting in that. You know what I mean? Like actually having gain. Godliness with contentment is great gain. The gospel is supposed to lead us to godliness. Not by our own works, but rather by the promises. By the promises of God, because he has promised that by the blood of his Son, our sins would be forgiven, and we would be turned from darkness to light. We would be turned from the sins of the flesh to the righteousness of the Spirit. Having gone from a heart which is corrupt, you know, above all things, to having a heart that is pure and a conscience that is clean. The truth of the gospel leads us to those things. Because the grace of God, which brings these things, reigns through righteousness unto eternal life, instead of sin reigning in our members, which would lead to death, even eternal death. God cannot lie. He promised before the world began. What? Hope of eternal life. Hope being expectation. We expect eternal life as a reward. Reward for what? Well, it's the reward he's promised to them that would, in faith, believe on him. Now, you say, well, I believe in Jesus. Good for you. I'm very pleased to hear that you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Since you believe the gospel, have you... What is it that you have believed? What have you received of God? What has he given you? Well, he's given me salvation. He did. Oh, yeah, I'm going to live forever. So what are you doing in the meantime? Well, I'm just living my normal life, you know. That isn't what God's will is. Do you know that? No, I didn't know that. Yeah. God's will is that your life be changed and altered in a radical way. That's what the gospel does. What is, you know, the gospel that you hear has to have an effect on you. It's supposed to change your life, not just let you abide still, but just having this thought, and which can become a delusion that you're going to live forever, but yet you're not receiving the promises of the gospel that are for even now. As Paul's going to teach us in this epistle to Timothy, he's going to teach us a lot of things. God is in the proper time, the time's appointed, in his own time, which he hath appointed, taking counsel only with himself. He manifests his word through preaching, which means through the thing which is proclaimed. This is what God says. This is what the truth is. That's preaching. When I just start declaring to you. Sometimes people think preaching is being loud, because yeah, when they would come through and they would proclaim stuff, they'd yell it out in the streets. Or they would yell it in the synagogues, or all the places where Paul would go to be heard. It was committed to Paul. The thing is, Paul, sometimes I've talked to people, I said, well, you need to listen to my teaching, and they've been like, well, you know, you're so high on yourself. You say, listen to my teaching. It's the teaching that Jesus gave me is mine. You know, the truth that he's revealed to me is mine. It's mine. There's no arrogance or pride in that. You know, it's not that Paul doesn't acknowledge the other apostles, but he's busy about his business, what God has given him to do. The things that God has given me to do are mine to do. It's not for some other man to do. There's nothing wrong with saying those things. You know, when people want to find fault, they'll always find ways of picking out faults with it, even if there are none. I mean, look at Jesus. They found all kinds of faults with Jesus. There are all kinds of reasons they didn't like him. The way he handled himself concerning the Sabbath, the things he taught against them, the numerous violations of their little codes. You know, they even resented him for the healings he had done. Because people were believing on him. They didn't like that. They were afraid. If people keep believing on him, you know, that's going to cause such a fuss. The Romans are going to come and they're going to take away our place. We can't have all these people following Jesus. He was a phenomenon. The preaching which was committed unto him. There is a preaching that is also committed unto me. To restore that which has been lost.